الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة أن يدع طعامه وشرابه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Most respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders, the month of Ramadan is moving ahead very, very quickly, and almost 2/3 have already gone. The last 10 days of Ramadan are almost commencing. In this time that has passed, what have we done, what have we achieved? That's something for us to reflect upon. And then what's our intention for the last 10 days? That's now already with us almost. What we want to achieve in this time, that's also something to think about. All this obviously should have been with us right from before the month of Ramadan. That what has this Mubarak month been given to us for? So mashallah, when the month of Ramadan comes, then what would have happened is that as per the normal routine of things, where we take things very, very casually, very relaxed, the month of Ramadan comes, we automatically get into a better level of things with more attention towards amal, apart from obviously we are engaged in fasting in the nights of Ramadan, engaged in the Taraweeh Salah, so alhamdulillah, and then engaged in much more amal than we normally would be engaged in. We have some targets to try and make up some amount of tilawat daily, engaging in other good deeds. So alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, all this is very great. But there's a common phrase that is used in the month of Ramadan, which we might have ourselves said it, and if not, then we've heard it repeatedly, that the month of Ramadan comes to charge our imani batteries. So this is a commonly expressed phrase, and it's indeed the case that the month of Ramadan comes to charge our imani batteries. And when it comes to charging batteries, then young and old, every single person in this time and age that we live in is all the time charging some battery. The phone battery is all the time, every day the person's concern is to charge that phone. So now nobody has ever thought about charging the phone by just leaving lying around somewhere. It's obvious for that phone to charge, it has to be plugged somewhere. If it's not plugged into that socket and it's not connected to the power source, then nothing is going to charge. So that's the most important aspect in charging that battery. It must be connected to the power source. Now a car, a vehicle has its battery as well. Sometimes that battery is completely flat, so that vehicle is not going to, you're not going to be able to start that car. But despite the fact that that car can't be started because that battery is completely flat, there are times when it can still move. For example, if it's on a downward incline, it'll roll. Engine is not running really, but the car is rolling, and it might roll for a distance also. But then suddenly when there's now an uphill that comes, that car is unable to move forward. It's stuck. So likewise, one is the month of Ramadan, the entire atmosphere, everything is made conducive towards a person becoming righteous, becoming more conscious of Allah Ta'ala, becoming more engaged in amal. So the very barakah and the atmosphere of the month of Ramadan is such that the person who perhaps was not even performing his salah, he's in the masjid, or the person was performing some salah but missing his fajr, he's in the masjid, alhamdulillah. And inshallah, that's how it is. And likewise, other amal. But then come the month of Shawwal, the day of Eid only, let alone after the day of Eid. But many a car gets stuck right there. The day of Eid has only arrived and the person started missing his salah already. The day of Eid only arrived and many sins that were stopped from the beginning of Ramadan, the whole month went past without it. And even the day of Eid is too much to wait. So what happened? Because that battery was never charged. Because of that free flow, alhamdulillah, the barakat of the month of Ramadan, that vehicle was rolling and things were happening. The masjid was abad, the masjid was much more frequented like compared to before Ramadan. Many more hands were seen holding the Quran Sharif. Many more fingers were reciting tasbih. And many more people were standing late at night. But then came the day of Eid only and everything stopped. How come? One whole month, person was mashallah engaged in so many things and everything stopped suddenly. And then not only the good stopped, there wasn't even a chance for one day for the many of the sins to start coming back in. It's because the battery never got charged. So mashallah, the month of Ramadan, the amal that we do, that is Allah Ta'ala's grace, Allah Ta'ala's mercy, His special favor upon us. Allah Ta'ala has chained the shayateen so they can not become an impediment. Allah Ta'ala multiplied the rewards of all the good deeds, so it creates this eagerness, the zeal in every person to now do more. Allah Ta'ala provided and out of His grace made a night like Laylatul Qadr more greater than 1,000 months. So now it will boost every person's zeal to now do something more, to try and achieve the rewards of this night, to gain His forgiveness. So mashallah, all that is part of this great favor of Allah Ta'ala. And we should be doing the maximum, trying to exert ourselves. But the big question still is, have we plugged in that battery into the power source? Otherwise, come the day of Eid, or 1-2 days later, and that car is going to be stuck. Sometimes it gets uphill, but it had enough speed, it'll go a little bit up. Maybe 20 meters, 50 meters, but then it's stuck. So did we already plug in that battery into the power source? So that battery of Iman that we are required to charge is what Allah Ta'ala has described in this ayat of the Quran Sharif, which we have been hearing from before Ramadan and in Ramadan repeatedly, that Allah Ta'ala has granted us this month, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This entire fasting is to acquire taqwa. This is the object. And to the extent that this taqwa is being acquired, to that extent this battery is being charged. And taqwa, the primary aspect in taqwa is giving up every sin, making sincere tawbah. Now this is the question to ask ourselves, have I made tawbah yet? Often we talk about repenting from sin, making tawbah from sin. But the word sin, sometimes in our minds, in our hearts, like there's something else. Person, well, he just did something which wasn't the best thing to do. It becomes a very light thing. And as a result, well, another sin happens, so one of those things. Whereas sin is sinning against who? It's not just sinning against anyone. It's sinning and disobeying Allah Ta'ala. Sinning against our Creator. Sinning against that being who has full power to blind us in that moment that we are looking at something haram. To cripple us when we are going in the direction of some haram. To paralyze that hand that is reaching out to something sinful. But our most gracious and merciful Allah gave us respite. Didn't bring azab upon us in that instant. Whereas He blessed us with that nourishment that nourished that hand to be able to move. He blessed us with the nourishment, that food that we ate, whatever else we consumed, that gave the nourishment can see. If a person hasn't had food for a couple of days, he won't be able to see as well. So all this is Allah Ta'ala's grace and mercy, and on top of that, despite all these bounties and favors of Allah Ta'ala, we blatantly disobeyed our Creator and Sustainer. Any parent who's been a little bit extra kind to that child, and the child does one thing out of line, he is extremely upset. Forget everything, forget the extras, even the basics now out, no privileges for you anymore. Why? Because you are not appreciative, you're ungrateful. We do so much for you, and this is how you conduct yourself. This is the cry of every parent, that the child got no gratitude, illa mashallah. But that ingratitude, as bad as it is, and that should never be the case, it cannot compare one fraction to the ingratitude we show to Allah Ta'ala when we sin, when we get involved in haram and disobedience. Because no matter what somebody else does for us in this world, it's all limited. And yes, we have to be very grateful. But Allah Ta'ala is our Creator. Everything He has provided for us. And how did we react? How did we conduct ourselves thereafter? Without any care, without any concern. Whether it comes to our ibadat, we missed our Fajr Salah, so what? I'll make it later, and that too if I make it later. Whereas just merely making it qaza is like worse than losing everything. All one's family and all one's property in one go. That's mentioned in the Hadith Sharif. That's how severe the harm of missing one salah in its proper time. If it's made up later on, that's another matter. Just missing it in its correct time, that's how severe the loss is. But it's just dismissed as nothing happened much. Person looked at filth on his phone, and he just walks away like nothing happened. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says a mu'min, a person who has taqwa in his heart, he's also not immune. The people who were infallible, who were immune from sins with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, nobody else is immune. But a person who has taqwa in his heart, he's connected to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he boosted his battery of iman in the month of Ramadan by acquiring this taqwa, then what becomes his condition? If he made a mistake, إِذَا أَخْطَأَ خَطِيئَةً, if he made a mistake, he slipped up somewhere, what becomes the feeling in his heart? How does he react to it? It is as if he's sitting at the foot of a mountain and he's trembling at that moment that this mountain is about to fall on me any moment. I don't know when. Whether this moment or the next moment, now or 1 minute later, that is the condition of his heart, like a person standing under something which is already creaking. It might fall any moment. So in other words, this takes him to a very different level of remorse and regret. And as a result, he immediately turns to repentance, to sincere tawbah, and begging Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness with that firm resolve not to go back to that wrong. So he cleans his heart out, he turns back to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he makes amends for whatever wrong happened. That is a mu'min, that is a person whose battery of iman was charged. And a person who went through the motions of Ramadan, but didn't charge his battery of iman, taqwa wasn't acquired, mashallah, the person fasted, Allah will reward him for that. He made his tarawih salah, alhamdulillah. He made tilawat of the Quran Sharif, other good deeds, alhamdulillah. But he didn't acquire taqwa, he didn't stop sins even in the month of Ramadan. The haram on that phone didn't stop even then. The tawbah from the haram didn't happen. All the haram that had to be deleted forever, that's still lying there. That hasn't gone anywhere. That haram contact still waiting, if not carrying on right now in the month of Ramadan, is waiting for after Ramadan to continue with the illicit relationships and whatever else. So no taqwa was acquired. We went through the motions of Ramadan in doing some good deeds. Alhamdulillah, those good deeds are also beneficial, very beneficial. But if taqwa wasn't acquired, that vehicle is stuck right by the day of Eid or a day or two after, the salah is gone, the other haram has come in, and it is like Ramadan never came. So now this is the crucial part. Now Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, this mu'min, this person of taqwa also, is not immune. He can slip somewhere. But when he slips, this is how his reaction is. And this is the condition of his heart. This is the fear of Allah Ta'ala that comes into him. And it drives him immediately to tawbah. And a person who is a fajir, a sinful person without taqwa, he also, when he commits some wrong, It's like a fly sat on his nose, he just shoot it away. So what? Life is carrying on. So what? So this is the vast difference. And now this is the question, that the person who acquires taqwa, the whole month of Ramadan is for this taqwa. How much of this taqwa we have acquired? And the starting point of the taqwa is sincere tawbah. And that sincere tawbah requires remorse and regret. It requires deep regret over whatever the past is. Whatever was done that was not in order, the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala that we incurred. How much of regret has been brought into our hearts? Regret for the salah that was missed, and then making amends for it obviously. Regret for the wrong that was looked at, and making tawbah, sincere tawbah from that. And then tawbah requires, one is to be remorseful, then to resolve not to go back to it. And then, one is the resolution, but a person now is resolving, I'm not going to do this in future, but he's not taking his hand out of the fire. He says, I don't want to get burnt in future. But he's not taking his hand out of that fire. Now that smartphone has repeatedly burnt him. Burnt his heart. It's blackened his heart in sin. It's completely deadened every feeling of iman in it. And therefore there's no inclination towards any good. Is this the barakat of the month of Ramadan that now boosts a person? It's sometimes burnt apart from every feeling of iman in his heart. It's burnt sometimes somebody's marriage down. It's burnt somebody's life down. But the person is not prepared still to do away with it. This can't happen. It's like become like a ventilator now. The person is on a ventilator. Say, no, take this out. You say, how I want to breathe. So get rid of the smartphone, it's causing so much of havoc in your life. So how am I going to function? How am I going to survive without it? It's become like my kind of ventilator. But then that is not tawbah in reality, that is just something we're going through the motion of tawbah. We know this is where the problem is. But the person not prepared to address the problem. He's not prepared to distance himself from that trap of shaitan. So now this Mubarak month of Ramadan, this is what Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with this month, Tawbah. Tawbah, Taba, Yatub. Tawbah means to return. The original state of this insan, when he comes into this dunya, is that he is sinless. He doesn't have any sin. That child comes in this dunya without any sin. Until that child becomes of age, no sin is recorded. So that is the original state. But then this insan, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, were those personalities who are totally immune from sin, infallible, sinless. But the rest of insan, they are prone to fall somewhere or the other. But this is the issue, tawbah, coming back, returning to that state which Allah Ta'ala had created us on. Allah has kept that door open to keep coming to it. That this will happen, a person is walking out, it's a dusty space, dust is flying, he's going to get dusty. But Allah Ta'ala kept the door to clean himself. And repeatedly make sincere tawbah, make istighfar, come back to Allah Ta'ala. Now this month of Ramadan is already last one third of. The question is, whatever has passed, have we made sincere tawbah yet? Have we put that battery on charge yet? Because if that tawbah hasn't been made, then that battery of taqwa is not charging. Because we're still carrying on. Therefore in the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Man lam yada' qawla az-zuri wal 'amala bih." The person who doesn't leave out evil talk, evil actions, so sins are still carrying on. The eyes are still involved in sin. The tongue is still talking all kinds of vulgarity, all kinds of evil. Our akhlaq hasn't changed for the better. How we conduct ourselves in day-to-day life is still in that same carefree manner. So, the person who conducts himself in this way, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ أَيَّدَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابًا. Allah was not in need of him to stay hungry and thirsty. Allah Ta'ala didn't command him to fast because Allah Ta'ala is going to benefit something out of this. The fast was to make him learn how to stay away from haram. That while he's fasting, he's staying away from halal. That halal food and drink for the duration of the fast on the command of Allah Ta'ala. So that's to teach us how to stay away from haram at all times. So if that haram doesn't stop while staying away from halal, while fasting, where is going to stop at other times then? If it's not going to stop in the month of Ramadan, sincere tawbah hasn't been made, then how is it going to stop after Ramadan? So this is the simple thing that we understand all the time. We want to charge a battery, we have to plug it to the, connect it to the source. If it's going to lie around somewhere, it's not going to charge. Even if that vehicle is rolling, it's going to get stuck somewhere. You have to charge that battery. And that battery of Iman will get charged, the taqwa will be acquired. It starts off with sincere tawbah. This is what we need to now pay attention to, turning to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in all earnestness, genuinely shedding some tears of remorse and regret, and firmly resolving. And this doesn't just, that istiqamat and that firmness and steadfastness on that tawbah won't happen just because we have sincerely repented. Alhamdulillah, that sincere repentance is the first step. But we have to consolidate it. Consolidate it with more amal. And being in the right company, in the company of pious people, that company is what will consolidate it. That's the prescription Allah has given in the Quran Sharif. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. In the same Quran Sharif where it's told to us that fasting has been given to us for taqwa, Allah says be with the righteous in order to acquire the taqwa. So now we have to adopt the right company. If we adopt the wrong company, all this will get washed out in no time. The company, whether it is human company, whether it is device company. So this is the time that we have. Allah knows best how much time we have. The month of Ramadan, we have 10 days left. Whether we have 10 days of life left or not, we have no idea. But this is the opportunity to turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, sincerely repent, make tawbah, and get out of all the things that will lead us to sin. Delete all the haram. Cut off all the haram relationships completely forever. And make that firm resolve over 5 times daily salah, not only now in the rest of Ramadan, for the rest of our life inshallah. We will never miss one salah in time. And for us it's wajib to come to the masjid and perform salah with jama'ah. Unless there's a reason which Sharia regards as valid. So to perform salah with jama'ah, that is extremely important. That will continue. And likewise, the other good deeds, maybe the same pace may not be able to be maintained, but won't stop. The tilawat of the Quran Sharif must continue after Ramadan. The zikr, dua must continue. The nafil salah must continue. And the most important thing is that sins won't continue. That it stopped inshallah long before Ramadan. If not, it'll stop right now. But that won't continue. Whether it's sins pertaining to the evils that we all consider as sins, whether it's drinking, whether it's gambling, whether it's interest, whether it's giving interest, taking interest, whether it's speaking vulgarity, ghibat, or whether it is sins related to akhlaq, that now we're conducting ourselves that way we are causing zulm and oppression on others, which is a major sin. So all this will stop. Whether it is other aspects of life, anything. This is the most fundamental aspect, and this is what Ramadan is all about. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, enable us to make sincere tawbah and come back to Allah ta'ala and stay steadfast on deen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi.